Radio Sega's Winterfest 2018!
We'll be right back. Everyone, guess who it is? It's me. Yes, my name is Silver Sonic, and I'm back on the airwaves for 1 week because Viper wanted me back for some crazy reason. I'll actually explain the backstory behind that a little later. But anyways, yeah, hi, this is Silver Saturday Show, aka The Surprise Show. I don't know what episode number this is, so we'll just call this the Winterfest edition. So, let's read off what we just played. We actually just ended with, from Starlight Stage, we had Snow Wings, the master version, from which is from the Idolmaster Cinderella Girls. I actually have a few Idolmaster tracks. I hope you don't mind, because I am an Idolmaster fan. But anyway, before that we had F-Zero GX cover of Red Canyon's theme, and then we started the show with Animal Crossing the Winter Mix, because of course I'd start with that. What other track was I actually going to start with? Oh, and then we had the intro to the show, which was done by Rexy. I actually had requested her to redub her lines of her Peach impression, and she managed to come through with that on such short notice. So, thank you very much, Rexy. So, yeah. Hi, everyone that's listening in outside of Discord and everyone on Twitter and all that. Hope everyone's well. God, it's been a long time since I've done this. I mean, to be fair, it's not been very long since I've been behind a microphone. As you know, I stream on Twitch fairly often, but anyway. It's been a long time, however, since I've been on the airwaves like this. So, bear in mind, I'm incredibly rusty, so if I seem to stumble a bit here and there, you're gonna have to forgive me. It has been years, quite literally. So, yeah. Hope y'all are enjoying Winterfest. I've been actually listening in through quite a bit of it. It's been kind of nice. And we've had plenty of giveaways and stuff. Actually, I've got a game to give away myself. So later on in the show, we're going to be giving away a copy of Puyo Puyo Tetris on Steam. And to make this a little bit easier on me, we're only going to hold it for those who are actually in the Discord. Because, let's face it, I have no control over the Twitter. And I'm not going to want to go through all multiple places to figure this all out. However, I'll explain how this will all work a little later. But I will be frank and say that this will probably be the easiest way to get yourself a game, potentially, because the way this works is incredibly simple. At least for you. Maybe not for me. And for the other person that's involved in this. That being Viper. So, we'll make it very easy on you guys. But, yeah, we got a lot of good music coming up. We got some stuff that's obviously Sega-related, of course, because, well, this is Radio Sega, after all. I should be playing some Sega stuff. I do have winter stuff, plenty of it. And we got some non-Sega music. We also got some Nintendo, and some that are definitely not Nintendo. And I have an extra little surprise on top of this. We're going to be playing one track. At least unless someone persuades me to play the other obvious one I was thinking of. From Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I actually do have the tracks. I will, however, not be playing anything that's a major spoiler. So, don't worry about that. It's only going to be new game remixes and stuff like that. And the one that I picked out to be the surprise, you probably wouldn't expect coming from me. Or maybe you would, I don't know. I may be giving out some subtle hints during the show that you might not even realize. Also, there is one track in particular that involves the giveaway that I will be playing twice in this show. So, whether or not you've already heard it, I'm not going to tell you until we get to it. But I will just say, you will hear the same exact song twice in the show, just not the same way. So I'll leave that little tease for now. But with that being all said and done, I think it's time we get to moving on to some more music and stuff like that. And actually, coming up, I got some good stuff for you guys. So we've actually got, I actually got both of my Senran Kagura snow tracks in this particular break coming up. And then we got something out of Rystar, and something from the Mario and Sonic at the Sochi Olympics. But anyway, we're going to start off this first break coming up with something from Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash. This title is amusingly and simply named Water Battle in the Snow. Keep it here.
You're locked in to Radio Sega, and this is our Winterfest 2018 weekend.
Hello, I'm back. One second. Okay, anyway. Okay, now we're good. Hey, we're back. So, that was Hot Snowscape from Senran Kagura Estable Versus. Before that, we had Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games. Oh my god, that's a mouthful. With Blizzard Peaks, and apparently I'm a legend for remembering that remix from Green Viper. Also, yes, Ridge Racer, because this totally isn't Ridge Racer sounding. Thanks, Namco. Also, yeah, Dreams, that too. So, yeah, for the record, most of my talk beds will be Idolmaster. Some of them won't be, though. But anyway. So, yeah, before that we had Rystar, the Shooting Star with Ice Cream, round 5-2, and then we kicked off with Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash, Water Battle in the Snow. So, yeah. About that giveaway. It's actually going to start after, like, once this break starts, and then once the following, well, I don't know how long I'll keep it, but it might be either, it might last either this coming music break, or the next one. I haven't decided. But anyway, let me explain how this is going to work, because it's relevant to how I said there was going to be a track played twice in the show. Yeah, you're actually going to hear that very shortly. So, this is how the giveaway works. What I want you to do, and if you have a media player that shows you metadata, which I hope you do, I want you to PM Green Viper in the Radio Sega Discord the name of the track or the name of the game. It does not matter which. Now, I just messaged Green Viper, so I'm going to put a bunch of dashes and send him a message. That is basically going to be the starting point for this. So, Green Viper cannot message me until I basically tell him that the giveaway timing has ended. And I'll actually say that out loud, that there'll be no more entries accepted at some point. But anyway, once this next song plays, I want you to type the name of this particular, this first song coming up. And if not, I'll let you know again anyway, because I'll post it in the Discord. I'm going to make it as easy as possible. So all you need to do is message Green Viper the name of the game, or the name of the song, or both. I don't care which. Now, what Viper is going to do is, once we start and once we end the amount of time it takes for us to do the giveaway timing or whatever, he's going to count up how many people that gave an entry and send that to me. I'm going to go to random.org and type in one through however many entries there were and bounce the number back to him. He's going to count up from the bottom up what number that is, and he'll tell me the name of the person, and I'll announce the winner. And the reason why I'm having you message Viper is because he can just directly give you the code. Because, like I said, we're giving away a game, we're giving away Puyo Puyo Tetris on Steam. So, we're making this a little easier and a little more difficult, and also to play into a bit of my laziness, I guess. So, also, if you already have the game on Steam, there's no need to enter, for the record. So, if you have it on Steam, you don't have to enter. But anyway, so yeah, I will post in Discord what to do, and they can relay it to the Twitter if they want and have them join the Discord for that. I'll give people ample time to figure this all out. Ew. Well, okay, so apparently... apparently Viper doesn't actually have the code yet. But that doesn't mean you can't enter it and get the giveaway and win and all that. Viper will just have to sort that out eventually. So, I guess that kind of helps that we're doing this sooner rather than later. But yeah, don't worry if you don't get your code immediately. It's because Viper still has to actually get it. So, yeah, if you actually do manage to win, don't worry, you'll get your code. I hope. It's Viper's responsibility after this. It's not mine, because I don't actually have access to that stuff. But anyway, so, with that being said, and like I said, I'll relay the rules once again. It's very simple. Just PM Viper the name of the song that you see about to come up, and that's about it. And of course, I'll tell you what to send him if you didn't already, you know, get a chance to know. But let me give you a little backstory on this particular track, because I did say that this track was going to be played, there was a track that was going to be played twice. And funnily enough, the track I'm talking about was actually already played at nearly the very start of the show. Which one? I can't tell you just yet. That one, you'll figure out when you see it. But picture this, okay? So, you know how I'm a fan of wrestling, right? Some of us in the Discord are a fan of wrestling. We tend to watch WWE for whatever silly reason because, I don't know, we like making fun of it, potentially. Sometimes it's good. Anyway, as you know, sometimes I like to think, we like to make up or think of a theme song for ourselves. Or rather, if we're babyface or if we're heel. Myself, this theme would definitely fit for a heel. A pompous, obnoxious heel. So, yeah. Now, the track that you might have heard around the start of the show sounded pretty fast-paced. This one is quite the opposite of that. But I have to be honest, it sounds a lot better this way. And if you don't believe me, allow me... I guess I'll let the track speak for itself. So, I will post in Discord what to do and what the song name is if you really want, you know, to make it as easy as possible. But with that being said, if I was to have a heel theme in wrestling, and actually I did make this for my created character in WWE 13 already, this is what it would be. Enjoy!
You're listening to Silver Saturday Show.
Okay, I'm back. So that was Fantasy Zone Arcade with Hot Snow. Interesting little track. I've never actually listened to that until now. But Viper sent that to me a couple days ago to mess with, I guess, or whatever, and throw it in the list, so I did. Kind of cute, I guess. And then before that, we had the banger that was Fast Racing RMX with Antarctica, which is... got an amazing soundtrack, by the way, if you haven't heard it. It's also the same thing in Fast Racing Neo, if you're wondering. The soundtrack didn't change. And then before that, we had the giveaway entry point, which was F-Zero GX and cover of Red Canyon. Now, if you haven't actually sent a message to Viper on Green Viper on the radio in the Radio Sega Discord, you should. And all you have to message him is F-Zero GX or cover of Red Canyon. And I'm going to give you guys until the end of this coming break to get those in. Once you hear the next talkbed, and I'm going to tell you what it is now, the next talkbed will be Super Mario Party Looking Sharp. Or Look Sharp, rather. So whenever you see that name, whenever you see that song title pop up in the list, giveaways are done, but of course I'll tell you that on air as well, just to make sure. And then however many people actually entered. Well, there you go. But yeah, get your entries in to Viper. Get them in. And if you're not part of the Radio Sega Discord, again, you should be. There will be URLs probably posted on the Radio Sega website that can take you to the Discord. And yeah, all you have to do is message GreenViper8 in there. He's at the very top of the user list, if you're wondering. Which makes it much easier. So, yeah, get those entries in. But in the meantime, I suppose you guys would be interested in some kind of a story. Because, well, also look at that, we're almost coming up on an hour, so I'm going to kind of make this a little bit short. So, story time. Yeah, radio, say.gov, so radiose.ga/Discord. There you go, if you want to get in the Discord. And then you can message Green Viper your entry, which is F-Zero GX or Red Canyon, or cover of Red Canyon, rather. I mean, either works. So, anyway, story time. So I guess you guys are going to wonder, how did this secret surprise show come to be? Well, it was sometime in November, if I remember correctly. Actually, I'm going to look back a bit. Actually, no. Let's see. Actually, it was back in October. The very end of October. So, yeah, at the very end of October, when Green Viper was probably planning for the Winterfest as a whole, he approached me and asked if I wanted to participate this year. Which was surprising because, well, it has been many years since I've done something like this, right? And Viper has probably never heard my show live before. I think. I could be wrong on that, though. And I don't know. I actually don't know, actually. It's been a long time. Anyway, he knew I was active because obviously I stream on Twitch. I'm around, you know, Sonic people. You know, the speedrunning community. I'm still there here and there, but I'm not really that active anymore. But yeah, he approached me asking, and I'm like, you know what? I was gonna turn it down. Because I figured I had already done my part with this kind of thing in the past and just felt like I don't think I was capable of really doing this anymore. So initially I was going to say no, but then I changed my mind because I decided, you know what, let me practice a bit because obviously I still have the means to be able to do this. Have always had the means to be able to do this. I just never really felt like doing it because, frankly, I was busy and doing other things that I wanted to do instead. But anyway, wait, really? It was last year? Oh, okay. So yeah, I guess it was last year sometime. I don't actually remember that. Oh. I actually forgot about that, but yeah. But yeah, as soon as you got the controls, yeah, you contacted me. The first person outside of staff. That's... I feel special. But yeah, I decided I'll try my best out to see if I can replicate some of my old segments, because I actually did manage to find some of my old podcast files. I don't have all of them anymore. They're all over the place. In fact, I'm pretty sure most of them are probably gone. So I literally went with what I had and decided, okay, I'll see this out. I'm like, you know what? I could probably do this. So I basically said, okay, give me some time to practice and I'll get back to you. And eventually I started figuring out some songs that I wanted to play, all that. And eventually this playlist became, you know, a thing. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm in. What do I have to do? And then I'm like, you know what? There's really not much you have to do. If you wanted to do a giveaway, you can. Most shows are doing giveaways, so why not sort one out? And, well, we're doing one. Which I hope goes well. If it doesn't, then oops. But, I mean, hey, if... I'm gonna blame being rusty, okay? So, yeah. And then I'm like, you know what? Okay. How am I gonna keep this a secret from everyone else who's ever listened to this show? And I didn't want to do anything like too encrypted, I guess. And then Viper started tweeting out, you know, stuff in regards to like, oh, he was working on something with me. And then he posted another tweet with a picture of Audacity and an audio file that said Silver's secret script. That was actually a test show I did earlier this week. If anyone was wondering, I actually did a test show, but we didn't tell anybody because, well, one, it was hosted outside of here, but yeah. So, I figured, okay, we're just messing around, trying to get things working and all that. And then I had to kind of let the cat out of the bag, and I had to go and contact Rexy, who I had to go and ask to redub her lines for Peach. Also, yeah, what Viper said in the Discord, yes. We're taking that out of context. I'm so glad that he added, like, to the thread. But anyways, so, yeah. We were working on this behind the scenes for a couple months now, and I figured, why not actually have me be the surprise? So, the next person that we had to contact, or well, Viper contacted, was Twinny. Because Twinny was the one that was writing up the schedule. So, he already knew from the very beginning that I was doing this. Now, Twinny did not tell his brother, thankfully. And nobody else was told. So, we had to keep this as secret as possible. However, I did have a friend come and contact me saying, well, Viper did kind of spoil it a little bit, but it's like, no one was really reading his tweets about it, so I'm like, you know what, we're in the clear. Nobody could figure it out. And that was basically it. That's how this show came to be. So, thank you very much to Twinny, Viper, and Rexy for keeping this a secret, as well as some of the other Radio Sega staff who probably didn't even know I was doing this, because, well, here's the other thing, and I'm really surprised most people didn't even catch this. I also have five minutes left of this track, so I gotta really hurry this up, and I'm also probably gonna have to cut out some of my music. Actually, I should be fine. Anyway, I'm surprised nobody guessed the acronyms. Secret Surprise Show. And he put the damn S's in bold. I don't know how that wasn't a giveaway. How was that not a giveaway? I'm really surprised nobody could figure that out. people had hunches, but they didn't call it. And I'm actually really glad they didn't, because that makes it a little bit more special, but yes. So, with that being said, Secret Surprise Show turned out to be Silver Saturday Show. Who knew? And that's the story. So, yay. Well, anyway, that's enough of story time. Let's get on to our next music break, shall we? And this one actually features the surprise track at the very end of it. And this break will conclude the entries. Like, once you hear the Super Mario Party track, which is my next stock bed, that is when entries will close. So, yeah. Hope you all enjoyed story time and this wonderful little mess of a show that happened. Also, technical difficulties happened as well. It turns out I messed up a port number, but anyway. On to the next music break, so I can actually play this wonderful, wonderful banger of a track. So we're going to play another song from Cinderella Girl Starlight Stage. And this song is actually probably one of my songs of the year for Idolmaster. In the sense that this track just sounds absolutely amazing. And it's composed by the godlike Taku Inoue, from formerly of Namco, now freelance. And this song is composed of the unit known as Lazy Lazy, which is of Frederica and Shiki. Or Shiki, if you want to say it like in English, I guess, or whatever. And with the group being called Lazy Lazy, this song is simply called Crazy Crazy. We'll be right back. And, of course, I'll have a little pause before the surprise track. Okay, so this apparently loops, I guess. Alright, I might end up cutting this a little short. But anyway. So, yeah, you heard Crazy Crazy, and this song's called Daiba Freezing City, the Diva version. Alright, let me fade this out. Oh, let me fade this out. I want this next track to be with no music coming before it. All right, so this track is from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Now, like I said before, there are no spoilers for this track. In fact, this track is actually on the Smash Bros. Website as it was being teased throughout the week before its release. And now that the game is out, I'd say it's safe to play. Because I wasn't going to play it if it wasn't out, of course. But, I mean, hey, we're past that date now. And by far, I'm pretty sure people have played a ton of it already. But I didn't want to include major spoilers for fear of those who haven't played it yet. So I just decided I'll play something from one of the remixes that were released. So, if you were thinking it's the F-Zero track, you'd be wrong. If you're thinking it's one of the other tracks that was composed by, let's say, a Sega composer, you'd be wrong as well, because that was probably the one people were thinking I was going to play. But no. If you haven't figured out the clues already, I'll give you this little, I guess now that I've already given enough away, I might as well give this away. Let's just say I've become a bigger fan of Namco lately. So, with that being said, here's the surprise. Enjoy! Hello, I'm back. Excuse me for a second, I'm throwing in another track here and there. I'm adding in another Starlight stage track because, oh my god, I'd be mad to not play this. Okay, so entries are closed for the giveaway. So if Viper is still around, feel free to PM me the number of people who have entered in, and we can get to announcing who the winner is. And while he eventually takes care of that. Oh, I need to actually do this. Oh, wait, I can't message him until he actually tells me how many people actually took part in this, so... Okay, here we go. There we go, we got our entry, so now... We're gonna random.org it. Let's see, we're gonna do a number of 1 through 6. Now, who is gonna be the lucky winner of a copy of Puyo Puyo Tetris on Steam? Oh, idle RNG gods, what number shall we get today? I don't even know. Let's see, what do we have? Ooh, okay. Number 5. And that is Icefurno. Congratulations, you have won a copy of Puyo Puyo Tetris on Steam. Yay, where's my old sound effects? Here they are. There you go. Congratulations. Enjoy your copy whenever it gets to you. Also, by the way, may I just say that this is the Starlight Stage track, a weed version. I wish. Also, can I just say how amazing the song sounds? Just listen to this. It's absolutely perfect for a talk bed, and it's also super chill. Also, the game is fun. Also, we were discussing Smash Brothers stuff in chat, in the Discord while the Galaga medley was playing. So yeah, the surprise was the Galaga medley, because I said Namco. I kinda gave away the whole thing there, but yeah. I could've said Pac-Man series, and it probably would've given out the same thing, but yes. Isn't this Super Mario Party? Yes, it is. It is indeed. The track apparently is called Look Sharp, but I mean, it could be different in the actual game itself. But yeah, so I've got our Rexy Request of the Week thing. Rexy Request of the... I don't remember. What did we call this segment? Yeah, Rexy Request of the Week. So, Rexy has actually sent me the song in question, and I actually listened to it a little bit, and it's good! And I also want to say this is likely going to be the longest break of the show, at a whopping 12 minutes. Which means some of these other tracks I have are going to need to be cut out. But, we're going to start off this break with yet another Idolmaster track, because I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to make you guys wait. So I'll save the last two Idolmaster tracks towards the end of the show. We're going to have a Mayu solo and a Chihaya solo. One of them is from Idolmaster One for All, and the last one is from Starlight Stage, of course, because all of my favorites came from that. And some of these other songs I am going to have to cut, but I mean, apparently I did get the green light to overrun a bit, so... Rexy Request of the Year. More like Rexy Request of the one-off, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what we'll dub it. But anyway, I said we were going to play another banger from Starlight Stage, and... Oh my god, this was probably the song of the year for 2017 if it was not for Trinity Field. But I still have to give it to this one anyway just because of how rocking it is. Like, you would not expect this from an Idolmaster game. At least, I didn't. Especially from this group. Known as Individuals, which contains Nono, Mire, and Shoko. But anyway, this song is called Answer, and you know what? I'm gonna let it speak for itself. After that, we got our track from Rexy, and we got a remix that is a snow theme and the obligatory Ice Cap track that's an oldie but a goodie. And I will see you after that. Enjoy the next, 13 minutes or so.
Sooner or later, come and bite you.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2018.
Well, that's an old one, isn't it? Ice Cold Retro with Joshua Morris. And before that, we had Funk Fiction, Press Garden, from Sonic Mania, off of the Spin Dash 3 album provided by Game Chops. Or presented by Game Chops, rather, I should say. And that was requested by Rexy, because that was the Rexy request of the... the Rexy request, sure. Rexy request of the week. I guess we'll stick with that for now, whatever. Also, I promised you that there were all of my talk beds would be Idolmaster. Here's Sonic. Don't worry. This one didn't escape me this time. So, for the sake of giving you guys more music, I'm actually not even going to really talk too much during this break, but yeah. There is something Rexy posted in the Discord about Last Call. There's one more Last Call listener mix, I believe, for tomorrow. And actually, speaking of which, allow me to run off the schedule for what's coming up later down the next 2 days. So once my show ends, Gavi will be back with Saturday Night Sega in a pre-recorded fashion, because he's away or something like that, I'm assuming. And then after that, we have Blastmas with the Blast Processors, The Music Plant Zone with Visor Jeff Hogg, and then we have, actually, the Last Call Winterfest set number 3 is actually today. And it's the last show for today. After that, on Sunday, we have Sega Talk, presented by SegaBits. We have Sweaty Sundays with Dr. Skotnik and Nalbus. Apologies if I screwed that name up. Some of these names I'm new to reading. We have The Voice of Sega with Dr. Skotnik. We have The Blue Zone with PT Kickass. We have Radio Redux with AAUK. Oh my god, that's a name I've not seen in a long time. And then we have The Tally-Ho Show, presented by Andy and James. And then we close off Winterfest with The Sega Lounge, presented by Casey. So that's what's coming up in your Winterfest schedule. But we have some more music to play. I did say I was going to dig up an old track from Radio Sega's past. Allow me to bring you up to speed. Allow me to bring you back in time to 2012 with this absolutely amazing track by one of Radio Sega's own community's own, Wrath Oskvro. If you don't know what's about to come up, well, just enjoy.
You're locked into Silver Saturday Show.
Yeah, some good old Diddy Kong Racing. I should have probably planned to play this one much sooner than I did. Oh well, we're fine. So yeah, Walrus Cove. Before that, we had Wrath Osborough with the Spring Yard remake track. So good. Ah, it makes me miss Jim Johnston composing music for WWE. Now we just have CFOs. At least they have some good tracks, but I miss the sporadic guitar style. Instead of the controlled style that CFO's got. Oh well. Anyway. So we've got actually a couple of tracks left to play. Actually, we have about 20 minutes of music, so we are probably going to overrun a fair bit. So, yeah, we actually have two idle tracks left. A Rayman track, and then the finale track, and then the end jingle, because I was requested to put that in. So, yeah. We're almost at the end. Wow. Kind of nuts. Time flies when you play a lot of music. Also, this is probably my favorite of the talk beds. Like, just for the record, like, the shop theme is lovely. Listen to this. It's so good. Well, anyway, moving on. Also, have a good night, Christmas Brit. Alright, so, yeah, we got 3 tracks to play for this break. So 2 more idle tracks, 1 from OFA, 1 from Starlight Stage, and then 1 from Rayman 3. The one that's from Rayman 3, I don't know if you'll know what it is. But maybe you do. I don't know. Well, anyway, this music break is going to be about 13 minutes long, so bear that in mind. We are overrunning. So, because also technical difficulties, my show did fall behind a fair bit, so that's what happens when things go awry, I guess, so you'll have to bear with me. I mean, I'm sure you guys won't mind if it gets pushed back a little bit. Nothing is going to go perfectly. But with that being said, this first track is the Chihaya solo track that I wanted to play. The track actually reads Shizu Kana Yoru ni Nigai O. Or if you want the English version of this track, it's called Wish Upon a Quiet Night. But I'll leave it in Romaji, just on the title. So, also, you'll have to forgive my Japanese pronunciation. It is kind of poor. So, with that in mind, let's play it, shall we? Also, this is about as winter theme as it gets without actually being directly snowy sounding. Because, well, the album art itself has snow on it, so I took that as an excuse. So, enjoy! This track is absolutely beautiful.
あなただけにあげたいの、この愛。
we've reached the end of the show. Oh, wow, that was a fast 2 hours. Kind of. So, we just played Rayman 3 Hoodlum Havoc with the snowboard race. One of my favorite songs in the game with one of the most annoying segments for the game. Of course, some people probably did better on that than I did, but I guess it depends on how well you could have figured it out. Or, yeah, anyway. Before that, we had another Starlight Stage track with Love Destiny, the master version, with Mayu's solo mix. Arguably one of my favorite songs from 2016, and I actually got to hear that song live. Fun fact. And then we had Idolmaster One for All with Wish Upon a Quiet Night, the master version, and when that was Chihaya's solo track, which was a brand new track for One for All. And Chihaya was one of the few idols that got the master version of that on the Master Artist 3 album. So we've got one track left. We got one track left to play. And then we're done. I was thinking maybe I'd throw in both of the ones that I had in mind, but for the sake of time, I don't know how much I want to keep, you know, the whole thing running behind because we've already had the whole technical issues thing, but I suppose maybe I'd be willing to put in the other track I was going to play along with the one that I am going to play. So, if people are up for wanting to hear both, I will play both, but otherwise I will just play the one that I haven't, that I'm now intending to play. So, before I head off, I just want to remind you to go to RadioSega.net if you want to check out the full Winterfest schedule. The rest of the shows are listed there. After me will be SNS with Gabby. So that's what's coming up next immediately. Also, we have our Fan Choice 2018 thing that Viper wants me to plug, because I should do that. So, RadioSega.gov/fanchoice2018. So that's RadioSega.gov/fanchoice2018. So you can go to that website to pick what I believe is a poll to pick your favorite community remix and your favorite tracks from Sega games released between November 2017 and October 2018. And I have actually voted myself already on this. So, you should vote as well. Keep the schedule? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I was going to likely keep the schedule anyway, so. But yeah. RadioSega.gov/fanchoice2018. Go vote. There is also the last call. RadioSega.gov/last call for the last call listener mix. There is one more coming up later tonight. Go vote for that, or go post your suggestions in there. And yeah, that's going to be the end of my segment. So I really hope you guys enjoyed my grand one-off return to the airwaves. Boy, has it been a train wreck internally, because I was nervous throughout most of this, because I didn't know how well this was going to go, or how well received, if it was going to be that way. But I do hope everybody enjoyed. Thanks to everyone for hanging out with me in the Discord and just chatting away. Thanks to everyone that liked the tweets that were, you know, liked Radio Sega's tweets regarding the show. Keep your support going for the rest of the Winterfest. You got some great stuff coming up. And yeah, I don't know if I will likely be back on the airwaves anytime soon at all, if at all, so consider this just a special one-off return. Because, I mean, I'm not going to say I will never come back. I'm just saying I'm definitely probably not coming back for indefinitely. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know what the future really holds. So, who knows? But I do know I have stuff I need to do, and I do know that there's other shows that need to get on. And I'm glad. And thank you, Viper. A special shout out to Viper, by the way, for convincing me to come back for this one special show. And thanks to everyone who is in the small group of people who kept it secret. Thank you. I'm glad I could make this a little bit special to give you guys something a little different, because this show was probably the most different you're going to get as far as Winterfest goes, as far as like what music I was playing compared to what others were playing. So I did bring something a little unique whilst having a similar flavor of other shows and all that, because, well, let's face it, my show was inspired heavily throughout other ones and all that. But anyway, so thanks to everyone who hung out with me in Discord. Thanks to everyone outside of the Discord for listening in. If you ever want to hear me again, I do stream on Twitch. But there's one track left to play, and this one is special to me. Now, I originally wasn't going to play this, and then I decided, you know what? This was one of the old tracks I used to play, but not very often. So it still fit under this criteria. And yes, it is Nintendo, and it's probably one of my favorite staff roll themes of any Nintendo game out there. So, with that in mind, excuse me, I'm not even going to tell you what this track is, just enjoy it. And I will see you on the other side in Discord. Thank you very much for watching. My name has been Silver Sonic. This has been the Secret Surprise Show, a.k.a. the Winterfest edition of Silver Saturday Show. And this is our finale track. did I say thank you for watching? I meant thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of Winterfest.
Enjoying the Winterfest? Why not keep listening to Radio Sega once it's over? There's plenty of live shows, and you can even request your favorite music from our playlist.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.